What's up, my jiu-jitsu? Thank you for tapping in. And today we're back with another episode. As always, Michael Ross. We got Tyree Saxon and, of course, DJ Jones. Thank you guys for tapping in. Man, what?
I wanted to say something.
Go ahead.
I'm like, last time I was on here, man, I was talking really reckless, man. And I said some really mean things, man. When I look back at the episode, I was like, oh, man, I was really hard on him. And I want to say that I meant every last word that I said to you.
I knew.
Every last word.
It's okay.
So I don't know what number I am on this list.
Look, but I have my list ranked. Number one is the toughest dude. 62 is the weakest dude. I have a list of 1 to 62.
You. I understand. Hey,
62.
Well, he won't tell me what number I am, so... At least you got a number.
But I don't think you even on his list.
No, he's not on my list no more.
Oh, I'm off now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we
okay.
cool.
He's okay, not on okay. my list no cool. more. Cool.
Shit, what you did?
I could sleep easier at night.
He was just talking spicy.
I told him the truth.
He was just talking spicy, bro.
No, hold on. I'll say it real quick. I think he had something going on with his tooth. And I thought he was being mean to me. So I'm like, what you doing looking at me like that? I got offended.
I had chipped the back of my tooth. So like I was just kind of like playing with it. And every time he was talking, he was like, what are you looking at me like that for? I was confused.
What you started talking to me? But yeah, man.
Yeah, but I meant it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I hope you meant it. I'm going to make you repeat it when I beat your ass.
How you going to handle that loss, man? He just said he's going to beat your ass, so I just want to know how you're going to handle that loss.
You going to handle it like handled it.
Those are two different things, man. Getting beat up and losing are two different things.
Okay.
I may get beat up, but someone else is going
to
lose.
No, he's about to do both.
What can we make sure we have this?
I said it'll be on camera.
We'll make sure Coach Alex is there too.
Oh, yeah.
He told me,
I know we're so off the subject right now.
Steve, oh my.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, what happened?
What happened? Because I wasn't there.
Let me see if it's in the group chat.
Wait, what?
So, I don't know. How old is Letty?
She just turned 18.
Oh, man.
And I don't care. I'm sorry, Steve.
Yeah, Steve. No, hell no. Steve, we're talking about this shit, and you're, yes, no. Hell no. The shit you be talking to? Nope.
It was the picture perfect ankle pick. Letty's a blue belt. Steve O's a black belt. And it was so perfect. Coach, he said, look, I don't care what I got to do. I'm going to the original footage that it was recorded on in the whole building. He, like, got it. And that's how I was able to see. I think someone else recorded it.
I think I saw that, but I thought it was like, I didn't think it was
Steve-O?
Letty and Steve-O. I thought it was like somebody else.
It was perfect, man. But yeah, hold on. You know what, man? And here's the thing. I've already lost to DJ. DJ called
twice.
Me. Once.
We rolled once. Twice that day.
We rolled twice that day, but you only caught me once. You caught me in no-gi.
The first time I was playing with you.
Ooh.
Man, please get this on tape next time. Let's get it on film.
We'll get it on film.
So,
the first time I was playing, I was talking to you.
With me, so you can see
I was
him play
telling
with
him,
me.
I was like, yeah, good job. Yeah, knee cut. There we go.
All right.
There we go.
Like, in no-gi, it's a problem because he's too slippery. He moves like a little guy. But gi, I can hold
not
on
true.
To him. But
I
look,
like
hey, man,
guy.
You've been off the mats for a while, so it'll be easy right now. It'll be easy. Yeah.
Sure. I've also been doing this a lot longer than you.
Mm. Hey, man, you sound like my parents. I've been in this world longer than you, so you
and
need
I'll
to listen to me.
I'll take you out.
It's funny how parents try to throw that in your face, right? Like, being here longer constitute as better mentality or maturity, so to say.
Yeah, like my mom says, I've been in this world longer than you, Michael, so, you know, you need to listen to me. And I'm like, I said, Mom, with all due respect, I love you, but I'm like, I've seen more of this world than you ever have in your whole life. And
yeah.
I'm like, I've seen different cultures. I've had different experiences that you haven't had yet, and I don't think that you even want to have. So I'm like, for you to say this is, I don't know. The time doesn't equal, what is it called? Time doesn't equal maturity or whatever.
one of the greatest Drake lines ever was like, only thing you got on me is some time. Fuck you and your time difference.
Yeah.
Not saying fuck my parents, oh, but like, you know what I'm
well,
saying.
Well, I'm saying that to DJ when he talking about
time. Bro, well, let me tell you, in this case with me and you, it matters.
Okay. You know, there's a couple people that got some time on me that I'm like, you and your time difference.
Hold on.
Yeah. What?
So
that's
so,
it right there.
Oh, it was they're looking at this picture perfect ankle pic. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
That's it right there.
It should be in a dictionary.
Wait, do you think
shout
Steve
out to Coach Letty.
No.
Out to Coach Letty. Thank you for doing that.
See,
I just want to make sure I saw it right.
Hey, yeah,
see,
that was
Steve
tough.
He would never let that happen. And the fact that it did happen. You know,
and it was caught on camera.
Have I met Steve-O? I think I met Steve-O.
You have,
right?
Yeah.
I met Steve-O. Okay,
he's the ball-headed black belt. Trained out of John Jacks.
Okay, 130.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. So, but you've beat up on black belts before, right? Did time matter then?
So when it comes to black belts, I don't really believe that I'm beating them. I believe to a certain degree they're letting me work. Like I feel that in a lot of cases. There's physical limitations. If you've beaten on a black belt that has physical limitations, okay. But maybe it's just me. Whenever I've beaten black belts, I didn't really think that I've beaten black belts, if that makes sense.
You can feel when someone's, like, giving you more, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't feel that in that role.
But so physically, if they're giving me more, they're giving me more. But it doesn't mean that they're playing the chess game different. It doesn't mean that they're playing the chess game to win, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Like, whether you want to go off of tournament wins or anything, like, the black belt's seen it all. He's a black belt for a reason. And just because he's opening...
No.
Go ahead.
There's a difference between a hobbyist black belt and a competitive blue belt or a competitive purple belt.
Yeah.
Because they would wreck a hobbyist black belt, correct?
Not in all cases, bro. Because what are you saying as a hobbyist? I'm technically a hobbyist, bro. I don't compete like that. I know a lot of people that are hobbyists that will fucking wipe the floor with a lot of people. It's just up to what you want to do with it. Because the hobbyist isn't a bad term. It's just like, what do you have going on?
But it's a completely different skill when you compete.
So here's what I'll say. From day one, people have been worried about T. Why? Because he brings intensity from football. Just because you're like it comes down to intensity, what that tournament and what that hobbyist, like the competitor and what the hobbyist, it's just intensity. You know what I mean? So if someone can match your intensity, I think that's what you're talking about.
I honestly don't think that competing gives you like it's about intensity, because I roll the same, but it's a different mindset that I go into it. And I'm able to be better at it a lot. Like, I'll tell you what, even a brown belt even told me, he's like, oh, I can tell you compete because you feel completely different. And I was doing the exact same things, but it's almost like these small things, right? Mm-hmm. Your timing is different or whatever. I'm not going like harder, but it's different.
It's the application of it. You know what I mean? You've had to use it in the point where it's like, okay, if I don't get this timing right, it's not going to be right. But at the end of the day, a blue belt to a black belt, your 3 years and a few tournaments compared to this man's 16 years on the mat, you don't know what he did before then.
So what do you say about like
Nicky Rod?
Nicky Rod.
But here's the thing. They're different cases, bro. They're also wrestlers. Nicky Rod was a wrestler in college. You know, he didn't just walk into a gym one day and was like, oh, I want to do jiu-jitsu.
Hold on, but there's a gang of wrestlers that come in and still get smoked. Like, I've yet to see a wrestler come into our gym and like in 2 years go to ADCC.
Because not a lot of people, that doesn't happen for a lot of people. There's a lot of people who do jiu-jitsu. How many people go to ADCC?
Not that many. But it's proven my point. Like I believe it, you can put it on a. I don't know how we got on putting it on black belts.
But it was the
difference between a competitive black belt. I mean a hobbyist black belt versus a competitive blue, purple, or brown.
I'll say this much, bro. I'll never put purple and I'll never put blue on the same level of black belt for any reason, just because, like, I'm not playing with you, bro. They're not taking you that seriously. Like, if you pissed them off, maybe, but they're not taking us that seriously. They're really not. Like, they know a lot more than us. Just because they match our intensity or match us physically does not mean they're trying to win the chess game. The black belt in the jiu-jitsu community, it's their job to teach and bring us along. You can teach some people by beating their ass, but it's like a dog. When you're training a dog, you got to let it win.
So I would say, so you're saying not all black belts give us the same energy or give us their full potential of a black belt?
Yeah. So we're not getting... Because I'll be real with you. Do you do it to every white belt? Every white belt, you're just like, I'm going to smash the shit out of you today.
But if all a white time. Belt is giving them problems, yeah, he's going to have to turn it up. Right or wrong?
Yes, I will. Yeah. But not every white belt. If like they're beginner, like Coach says, if they're like 2 weeks in and they're beginning, okay, I'm let you work. I'll let you submit me. Do whatever you need to do, whatever. But other than that, once I see you already progressing, no. Now it's like just like how I came in the game, they didn't show me that type of love. Hell no.
Because they can.
No, because you were big.
Yeah, you started. You were
wait a minute. Hold on.
I didn't get that level. I don't want to give you that same
nuance. There's nuance to this, man. Because you know if there's a white belt that rolls with you, you can feel him immediately. You'll be like, oh, okay, then I'm going to let him play. I'm going to let him submit. Like, anytime that I need to get it back, I can get it back anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a white belt that comes after you, I'm like, oh, shoot, this dude don't feel like no white. Like, he got some skill. Like, a wrestler, let's just say, like, a D1 wrestler comes in, and he's like mounting you and putting your side control. Then you're going to turn it up, yeah. Right?
So, you have to.
So that goes my point. If there's a blue belt that's doing a black belt, the black belt is going to turn it up. They're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to just let him play or let him submit me. I've got one black belt.
I'm not saying he's going to let you submit him. I'm saying he's not playing the game to win the game. He's not playing the chess game to win the chess game. It is his job as a black belt to keep the community growing by teaching you. And how do you teach someone than giving them a test?
So you never had a black belt attack you try to submit you. And then even out of that, you still were getting the better of them.
I've had a few.
Thank you.
I've had a few.
I've had a few too, but usually I just let them get it just because I don't want to get into
that. I'm past that point, man. Hold on. I know what you're saying, and I'm with you on that, but I'm past that doggone point. Because it's like I've been given too much respect. And every time if you do good, God forbid if you do good on them, you use, oh, you're really strong, or man, like, oh, you need to slow down. You really, I'm like, you know what? Whatever, dude. Like, you're a black belt. You're supposed to handle me. Look, man, if a white belt comes in and kicks my butt, I'ma own it. I just am. I'm good with it. But I do believe there are black belts that go. I don't even know what we were supposed to be talking about today. I just like it, I don't know why I got so passionate about this.
I'm about it. Let's go.
Look, I get what you're saying. Like, again, I'm not saying because there's a lot of things that go into a jiu-jitsu situation. Physicality, who has the healthier body. Who's bigger, 100%. Who's stronger. Those are all things. But if it comes down to just a technical on technical match, like you notice when black belts go against each other, it's really slow. If they put you on that pace, you're not better than them, bro.
Okay, hold on. I'll give you that 100%. Like all these things matter, right? All these things matter. I have heard that you can be a blue belt or a purple belt or a brown belt, right? But have black belt technique in one thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm not Coach Al, so I can't say this, but T is on the verge of a black belt guillotine, right? If he gets anywhere close around your neck at a certain position, it's done, it's finished. It's just gonna happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how much technique if you have if you let whatever belt get to a certain spot, right or wrong.
Yeah, right or wrong. But here's the thing. So, okay, we've all sat here and talked about we have A game, B game, we can switch mm-hmm. our games up. You don't think a black belt can? You don't think that a black belt can bait you into his A game, but he chooses not to let you work?
Of course. No.
And that's
course.
What I'm saying, bro. Like not every role in every situation with a black belt is like to him, it's not a like he's the one with the target on his back. He's not targeting you.
All right, question for everybody. How long do you think go ahead, T, I'm sorry.
I would say I can agree with that. Yeah, they're the target is not on them, but then I sometimes feel like it can be, they might be chasing after you for some reason. If you already established a name for yourself and they're like, all right, let me go after him and see what all the hype is about.
There's those cases, but that's when they know you need to be moved up. You know what I mean? Like, after you win a certain tournament and a black belt pulls up to you and he's like, oh, let's get it. And you notice it's a different pace of the role. That's the test. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like black and white. Nothing's black and white. There are those anomalies. There are the Nicky Rods. There are the fucking, there are the Gordon Ryans of the world. But in most cases, that's not the case, bro.
You know, I just think of this one situation where I get a text after rolling with a black belt. And he was like, oh, man, your back defense is good. Like, it was hard to hold you down. He submitted me, right? And I knew that text was sent to me to, like, try to get in my head. And it pissed me off because I was like, bitch, I fucking let you submit me. I stopped trying because I didn't want to get into a battle with you because I ran through your whole fucking school because I was trying to prove a point that night. And so when I look at it from that perspective, sometimes black belts are chasing us. Sometimes black belts want to try to prove a point to us. And it just depends upon who they are.
Yeah, but that comes down to choosing your school, bro.
I got two things here, right? For me, it takes less than a minute to see when whatever belt, what they're doing at that point, like how hard they're going. It takes me less than one. I'm like, okay, I know what type of role this is going to be, right? Mm-hmm. That's around the board. I don't care what belt you are. I've felt black belts go easy on me and still beat me up, mm-hmm. but like they were teaching me in the moment. And I felt black belts that were scared, you know? Like, I think everyone at this table has had a higher belt say, oh man, I'm ducking you. Like, say it, right? I've had it from all belts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So they know something, right? And here goes my other thing. And we talked about it. There are different levels of black belt, correct?
Yeah.
There's a white belt black belt, a blue belt black belt, a purple belt black belt, brown belt black belt, black belt black belt. Maybe we just getting lucky in catching these white belt black belts. Not to be disrespectful to it, not to be disrespectful to your journey. But that's just what it is.
Some people get promoted because of time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the case. But at the same time, I'll always say, and like again, I'm not saying that you can't beat a black belt. I'm saying in most cases, that's not their intention, is to just fuck you up.
Man, my experience. Look, again,
you talk a lot of shit. That might be because you talk a lot of shit.
Don't give me nothing easy.
I don't know.
I prefer the black belts to come out. Come show me something. I want. This is why I'm here. Don't make it easy for me.
Basically, you can. It's like that thing. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. He can give you a like an opening all you want, and you're never going to take it. And it's an opening that he sees that you don't. And that's what I'm saying. Like, black belts roll with you for a purpose. They give you certain looks for a purpose. You know what
so
I mean?
You don't think there's black belts in the gym that like want numbers?
Yeah, to a certain degree. To a certain degree, but I think they're the minority.
There are
of
numbers
black
in there that they want. There's certain numbers that they know that they can get. And sometimes it's certain blue belts and it's a lot of black belts and it's girls. But they know who the killers are in the gym. Right?
Yeah, everyone does.
So it's like, so not every black belt is this like this guru, like, I know all this technique and I get, you know, like, I'm just gonna just play. You can submit me. It's like, no. Like, I know the difference. I can feel it. And look, man, I'm not up here talking crap. Like, I'm like whooping butt or something like that, man. Coach Al routinely.
Coach Al will fuck you up, dog. Coach Al will fuck all of us up.
And tell me what he's going to do. You know what I mean? And to me, that's the definition of a black belt right there. Like, that's a hardcore. But I've also had the complete opposite, where I got this, that shaking, you know, that scare shake. And I'm like, oh, I'm already got you. You lost already. You lost already.
That's funny.
No, I know you're using your strength. And I'm calm, you know? You've had it.
Yeah. I was at this one school where, like, I do like this. They would kind of give you after class, they make you line up, and they kind of give you feedback, right? And this one black girl was like, yeah, I just feel like you're using too much strength. I'm like, bruh, you're white knuckling this whole round. I'm not even using half my strength, and I'm still letting you fucking get positioned. So shut the fuck up. Yeah. So I get what you're saying. I get exactly what you're saying.
The last thing you said, what was it? The black belts leave openings for you. So are they leaving these openings? So
you're saying they already know our game. So what if I'm playing my game? Are they leaving? So are they leaving an opening for me to make me better in my game in that position or what I'm trying to play? Like, okay, here, do this. I'm leading you to this opening. There's a reason why, because in the game you're playing, this is better for you.
So in my experience, I look for coaches who kind of have that mindset, and not to necessarily it's something that I do, but it's to, do you see this? Do you see that this opening is here? Because sometimes you have to veer away from what you like, because they're going to shut that down. So they're shutting it down, leaving you an opening. Are you willing to do the move that you don't necessarily like? Are you willing to go against the grain? You know what I mean? Like, there's always an opening in jiu-jitsu. And whenever you get to black belt, you're at a point where you see it. You know it's there. You know? Like, even now, certain shit that I do, like, if I'm being real with you, I don't, like, sometimes I realize I left an opening when it's too late. You know? And that's what I'm saying. At black belt, whenever they're rolling with you, they know what opening they're giving you.
It was something that I had when, as soon as you asked that question, I forget it. It's like skips my mind. That's what it was. So, and I'll bring it back down to our level, right? This idea of, oh, I'm leaving an opening for you. It's either one, I'm letting you work, or two, I'm setting you up for a trap. Is that what you were kind of saying?
It doesn't even always have to be a trap, because, like, so me, whenever I, like, I'm going based off of me. When I go pick a school, I don't want someone that I can, I don't want the coach to be someone that I can just blow through. I don't really care about size. I don't really care about strength. I care about technique, because at the end of the day, everyone in here and everyone who ever sees me can look and be like, oh, that guy's probably strong. It's the technique and the art of the sport that I want to get down. And that's why I know that if I'm rolling with George, George knows exactly what opening he's giving me.
All right, let's see the coach.
And sometimes it's a trap. Let's be real. Sometimes it's a fucking trap. And sometimes it's a teaching moment. Because if I don't take it afterwards, he's going to be like, bro, I left this open for you. And you could have switched the whole game around if you would have took it.
I also will say that George is very specific, where I feel like George wants to teach and wants you to learn, where some black belts don't want that. Some black belts don't ever want to lose to lower belts, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I mean, just so as we continue, let's just take the head instructors out, right? We're not talking about any instructor. We're just talking about the black belts who've been doing it, who just go to class, who are hobbyists, right? This is what we're talking about. In your experience, when you're rolling with someone new, do you just, and their lower belt, do you just give them openings automatically? Or do you wait and see, like, oh, let me see what this person has before I'm like, I'll see what I'm going to do after that.
So it's me rolling with a white belt or a blue belt.
Yeah.
Have I rolled with them before?
No.
Like, I'm honestly just kind of, do your thing. And if I feel like they're being overly aggressive, I'll let them fall into a trap. And if I feel like they're just trying to work, and like, I'll let them work. I don't feel like getting a submission is cool, but whenever, like, because at the end of the day, when this is all done, I want to be someone who teaches jiu-jitsu. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not rolling with a blue belt or a white belt or even a purple belt that may know less than me for whatever reason. I'm not rolling to just beat him up. Like, if he pisses me off, I'll submit him, but I'll try and do the same thing. Just kind of let him work his game. Give him, if he wants it, I'll give him advice on whatever he wants, but that's never.
But are you working your game as well?
It depends on who it is. If it's a purple belt, a brown belt, a black belt, yeah, I'm working my game.
You never rolled with T before. Did you, let's play. I'm just going to leave some openings for him.
Whenever I rolled with T, we went into half guard. He was pretty much playing his game, and I was working to pass it. But at the same time, I didn't really have a chance to play my guard, you know?
Hold on. But you weren't going to let T just play. Right, like when you first rolled with T.
When we did roll, your kind of sizing me up to see where my game is. Like, okay, let me see, let me test, let me see where it's at.
Exactly. But then, so it is a filling out process because you have to see, like, what does this person have? And then once you know what you have, you're like, okay, then I can let this person have
stuff. But the difference is you're saying I've never rolled with that person. I had no relationship with the person before. Whenever I rolled with T, I had already met him a few times.
But you didn't roll with him yet, though.
Yeah, we didn't roll together, but at the same time, there was that relationship where I knew he wasn't looking for me to teach him, bro. That's why. So I was like, okay, I'm going to dissect them now and figure out what we're going to do down the line. It just so happens we haven't rolled again. But whenever I'm in class, it's a different setting. You know what I mean?
Okay, so all your roles are pretty much, if it's a lower belt, you're just doing it to teach.
Not necessarily doing it to teach, but I'm not also looking to kill him, bro.
No, but you don't have to kill. You don't have to kill, but you're just looking...
I'm looking to flow and protect, like, because if we're being real, my beginning of jiu-jitsu has all been top game, top game, top game, top game. So now at a certain point, you have to switch up and learn guard. So before I got hurt, it was all guard, 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 guard. So yeah, I just let these dudes come in and work their game, top game or whatever they had, because I'm trying to work my guard. And at the same time, if I seen mistakes, I'd exploit it and I'd leave the opening open. If I knew it was there, I'd leave it open because that's how you keep the role going.
How often do you let people beat you?
It really depends on who it is for real. It really, Jimmy, fucking never. and not to say he hasn't beat me because he has. He's a little cheating bastard. But like,
he's got some cheap moves, man. He almost got me with a core last week.
it just really depends on the person. But like, if I know you, probably never. Probably fucking never. If it's someone that's like new to the gym or someone I don't really know and they have some shit locked in, well, fine, take it, whatever.
So
if they're going super hard, because it's a trust thing. I trust you not to break my arm. I trust you not to break my arm. I trust you. I trust Jimmy not to break my arm. No, I'm not going to let them do it. I'm not going to let them do none of that.
What about you, T?
I agree. With anybody new coming in, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, nah, I can't. Mm-mm. At least I got to let you know at least what this gym is about. So I have to submit you a few times.
We have the rule. It's a three submission rule. You get submitted three times, and you can do whatever you want. You know what I mean? But we need to let you know, like, this can happen at a drop of a dime. Yeah.
So I'm not, anybody new? Nah. I got to submit you, and then. I'm going to have fun. If I submit you, then it's like, okay, cool, I'm good. But if you're, and it's like, after like filling them out and I see what your game is, okay, all right, this is your style. Okay, let me get this over with quick. Or is this going to be, I see what type of, you're an aggressive one. Okay, I like this. Now I'm going to get aggressive too. So I'm going to play, I just play the game with you. But if you're better than me, shit, you're better than me. Fuck it, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
not
yeah.
Usually anybody has came into the gym yet and done that. I think that this new hasn't done it, so I'm like, okay, cool.
I wouldn't say this person came to the gym and did it to me, but he hurt. He made me be like, all right, anytime I roll with you, dude, I'm on alert.
I mean, as someone that's new, not someone that's
I got you.
Not someone that's been a part of the gym or
someone just come in off
freshly new.
Someone new at Forge that next time I roll with them, I'm not taking it light. It's not happening.
White belt?
I don't know if he's white belt. I don't know. I've only had him in no gi, but
no gi.
I think he's a white belt, but he's pretty strong. And like, I just remember rolling no gi with them, and I was like, so I'm on the mend right now, right? Like, so I'm just trying to like. You know, my neck shit and my shoulder shit. Yeah. And I'm just like taking everything light. He's coming at full strength. I'm like, all right, well,
I think
now
I know who you're talking
now
about.
Like, he's showed up in the last few weeks. Like, now, next he's time, new? He's new. And it kind of made me mad. Like, last time I was in class, he was just sitting out, round with the last match. I was like, man, I should call your ass out.
Does he sit over by the weights and not?
It's very possible, yes. It's very possible.
Like, because my corner's over here on this side. So he sits on, like, when
they're the opposite of your corner?
Over,
he
sits over there. Okay, I think I know.
I love to know that T has a corner. Like, this is my corner. Don't you come around. problems.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I just know, like, next time we roll, there's no filling you out, no being nice.
So if someone new comes in, and for whatever reason, whatever the day is, you're not rolling hard, and they go hard, and they catch you slipping, do you have to get them back?
I don't have to get them back that day, so to say, but I log in and just go, next time we roll, I'm not taking it easy on you. Giving you, I'll give you as close to comp J without going full comp J as I can, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And I say that just because, like, I let a lot of ego get tied up into comp J, and I try to, like, make sure I don't ever cross that line in the training room.
Yeah. I think, go ahead. You was going to say something?
Nah, it's because the conversation just reminded me of I was at a school out here, and I missed the day before, and the professor called me. He's like, "We need you to come tomorrow. We got this new guy. He fucked everybody up."
Oh, my
and
God.
I was like, "Yeah, I got you. I'll pull up. You know, Matt Enforcer shit. I pulled up, dude. This guy fucking drowned me. this dude fucked me up." And I was talking to him after, and I was like, "Yeah, man, you do this before?" He's like, "Nah, jiu-jitsu, but I wrestled at Duke." Bro,
you cheater.
Yo, hey, bro, I'll never forget. I was looking at the clock like, when is this shit over, bro?
Dude, I'll be honest, man. No Diddy. Anytime I hear someone like came in and wrecked shop, or there's a new person, or Coach Al's like, "Hey, come in, we got some visitors," it turns me on. I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, pause. Even if I'm hurt. Even if I'm injured, I'm like, I don't care. I'll take some painkillers. Let's get it on. You the same way?
I'm going. Anybody know? New people? Yep, I'm there.
Yeah. You come from out of town, I want to feel it.
Anytime he says it. Even when he said, we got visitors from headquarters. Cool. Thank you.
Yes. I mean, even if he said he had somebody from Duke coming in, there was a rest. I'm like, cool. I want to feel every bit.
So the thing is, he didn't tell nobody. He just showed up and was like, "Nah, I never did jiu-jitsu before."
You know what?
He got y'all.
Prepared, mentally prepared sometimes. You know, you're like,
hey, I ain't even going to make excuses because I he had a clean, like, I don't get double-legged often. I do not get double-legged often.
He double-legged you?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, he double-legged me. I was confused, bro.
How big was that?
He was like 210, 220 probably. Shit. And he fucked me up, bro. Damn. He beat the shit out of me. Double-legged you? And he's like, "I've never done it before."
Hey, man.
He's like, "I've never done it before." So I was just like, "Oh, okay." Like,
you need to quit.
You must have had some pre-workout right before.
I'd say like a minute and a half in, I was like, "All right, I got to turn it up, start recovering guard." But he was like a wrestler. He would not stop. Like, his motor was stupid. And like, he didn't submit me or anything.
Red Bull, I bet you.
But I was looking at the clock like, fuck.
Man, wrestlers will get you, bro.
I just need one around.
Especially if they don't tell you. Like,
yeah. When they catch you off guard like that, you're not prepared.
And the fact that he fucking double-legged me, when I was in the air, I was like, what the fuck?
Wait a minute. Hold on, so it wasn't the double leg where it's like he kind of rolled it to, he picked you.
Like, he like pulled my legs out from under me. So there was a split second where none of me
somebody
was
got your
the
number,
ground.
T.
There was a time where none of me was touching the ground, and I was like, no way. No way. I hit the fucking mat. And I was like, no, what?
I swear, when we have to have our match on camera, I'm going to tag him in. Like on WWE.
Hey, so why, like, me and my lady, we rolling around, and she was like, "Man, I'm going to go get T on you. I'm going to get Ross on you. I'm going to get Devontae." I was like, "Hey." She was like, "Nah, you're bullying me." I was like, "I'm not bullying you. I just didn't teach you this move yet."
Yeah, I was like, "Just learn."
I was like, "You don't call all the homies on me? Come on. You can't do that." I was like, hey, you stop that shit, lady.
I ain't even going to lie. I don't teach my girl moves, because then I have to hear, "Hi-ya!" and watch her do that shit wrong for 3 days, and then she's gonna forget about it. She the other day, I was sitting playing the game, and she tried to like get me in a rear naked choke, and I just kept playing the game. Like, you ain't even doing
just
it.
Just let her choke.
I was like, anyway, get off me.
Nah, my lady think because I'm strong, she can go full strength on everything, like full white belt, full strength, and she got bony arms and stuff. So especially when she goes for those rear naked chokes, it's just all up in my jugular, and I'm like, man, that fucking hurts, yo.
And so when our girls, so they're so comfortable with us, they feel like, oh, you know, like, you're strong, you can handle it. My girl, she goes for everything. She pulls my hair. She fish hooks me.
Yeah.
She does everything. I'm like, yeah, I'm not even look, I won't even go on hard. She's like, I don't care. You know what I mean? She'll bend my fingers back. I'm like, now you're cheating. Now I'm dropping the hammer.
That's exactly what I was saying. I was like, look, I didn't crank nothing. I just put you in I set up the position and did nothing else. I didn't even finish it. And you attacking me like your life is dependent upon it.
She said, I'm a snitch on you. That's what she said, yeah, bro.
Oh, man.
You know what I've been seeing a lot online lately that's been pissing me off? Like, have you seen those guys that are like, oh, this is how you stop, like, jiu-jitsu? There's, like, this tall, skinny dude, and someone went for a takedown, and he, like, takes a knee all slow in front of him, and then he, like, hits him with a cross face or something. And it was, like, a walkthrough tutorial. Bro, there's all these new, like,
you know, that's bullshit fighters. That's why I'm like, I just want to catch them in the street. Like, it doesn't work? Okay.
And then I seen this one, and, like, if it works, maybe. I don't care if you, like, they're pretty much like, if someone ever has you by the neck, you just pull your head down.
Oh, yeah, I see now. That was stupid.
I was like, I'll finish that choke so fucking quick.
That was stupid.
Someone tried it on me a couple of weeks ago, God, and I almost crushed their chin. And look, man, you choose, man. If you want to do something stupid, I'll keep going.
And not only that, I'm of the sentiment, when it comes to rear naked, I'm of the sentiment of if you put your jaw in, that's the choice you decided to make.
Yeah.
You decided to eat through a straw for the next year instead of going to sleep. I hope you don't like steak, brother.
Look, go ahead.
The only time I put my chin down is I can gauge the strength. It helps me to understand, okay, it gives me a time limit as well, too, to get out of it, but it's just like... I'm going to get out of it. No, I'm not going to deal with it. So it's just like a gauging thing for me.
Because look, there's certain people you can put your chin down, nothing happened. You can stay in the pocket. You won't get any cracks, anything like that. It'd be like, I'm just waiting this person out. There are other people, again, Coach Al, Rico, there's some more guys in the gym.
I'll put my chin down for them. Just like, you guys, I know y'all strength. I'm still going to do it just so I can get that little bit of space that I can try to save something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's just there.
No, like, I you can
opens
do it
up space for me just to,
and I've tucked my chin on Coach Al and I almost thought like, he's gonna break my jaw to me. Let me get out of it. You know what I mean?
Coach Al, no, that was a different story.
Yeah.
Done. He did something with, I don't know what it was. It was so quick. All right, what the hell was that?
I've never rolled with Coach Al. I've only just seen one. I've only just seen him roll once, and I knew I was just kind
of
like...
I hope he gets you like he got all of us.
Yeah.
A pressure tap. That's the first tap he gives you is a pressure tap.
You got to remember, bro, all my brothers do jiu-jitsu, and they're some fat motherfuckers. So I don't think I'll tap from pressure. You're going to have to finish me for real.
No.
You don't understand, bro. My brother's like 350, dog. And like all he does is side control. He's a side control black belt. That's it.
I'm gonna feel more than that 350.
You've been preaching this whole time about like certain technique. Isn't there black belts that have certain technique? You're like, oh, I've never felt this before. Do you think Bushesha couldn't pressure tap you or Hodja? You're saying no.
I'm just kind of, I refuse to tap. I'll have an asthma attack before.
I will
get off the mat. And, like, they can win it, but, like, something about pressure tap just doesn't sit well with me, bro.
So you're saying they can basically tap you from pressure. Like, you won't tap, but you just go out.
Can you go out from pressure?
Yeah.
I think depending on the position of where they're pressure tap.
Have you played a game with your friends when you were little? And they said, take a deep breath in, and they push your chest against the wall, and you just pass out?
No.
Yeah, you guys never did that?
You guys were wild.
I've seen that, but I've never done it.
You've seen it. Okay.
I won't do it.
That's what happens. That's pretty much, you're going to pass out. But your body freaks out so hard, you tap. I would love to see you roll with Bushesha now, or Hydra. And say, hey, you can only pressure tap him. And so you're like, I'm not tapping to this.
By the end of the match, I ain't saying their pressure's not crazy. I just know I'm like, look, I've had asthma my whole life. I've struggled to breathe my whole life. Pressure tapping, I'll be like, I got 2 more minutes till I can get my inhaler. A minute and a half until I can get my inhaler.
But when you were talking about like someone new come in and it's like the rule, like you tap them 3 times and it's like, all right, you know, you can do whatever you want. mine are like, I never like doing like submissions. Like I like pressure tapping. Because it's something about a pressure tap, you let the person know like I'm in control. I'll put my arm under your back, or I'll put my hand in there too, and I'll put yours either on the bottom or the top, and I'll just sit right in there. I can get people with that every time. But they always say like, oh, it's because you weigh so much. I'm like, no.
Who said you weigh so much?
Everybody. You know what? You know what I get? I get heat. You're using too much power. You're so strong. You're so athletic. You weigh too much. I get it all.
I take those as compliments.
I don't get weigh, but I get everything but weigh.
I take those as compliments. Because I think I've said it before. The you're strong argument, can I tell you not to be fast?
Yeah, or flexible.
You know what I mean? Okay, so throw that shit out the window. If whatever you want to tell yourself at night to make your ego feel better, that's you. I'm going to go lift these weights. get stronger for you next time.
Because because if it wasn't, yeah.
Then to all a certain these degree, it's a fight.
All these high competitors, the people who compete at the highest level, they all do it. They all get more athletic, get stronger, get faster. They do it all because they know it's part of the game. I hate when I hear it all the time, though. It's frustrating.
You just can't let it get to you, bro. Like,
but not all of them do it naturally, remember?
Yeah, I've been doing this for like 8 years on and off. You know how many times I've heard that shit? Like, you're so strong, you're this. But at the end of the day, like, just keep getting better, bro. Just keep getting better. Like they can say it all. They can say it all they want. It doesn't change the fact that
use more technique, bro.
Shut up. I hate hearing that.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Like the technique thing. I don't really know what that's about.
But it's funny because you can do like the move of the day, like the picture perfect move, right? A nice little sweep. And I'm like, oh man, you're so strong. I'm like, dude, that was.
Technique.
Yes, I'm like, that was all muscle just now?
It's hard for a lot of people to be like, damn, that motherfucking got me. It's not hard for me, you know what I mean? Because in football, you've been laid the fuck out before, you know what I mean?
I learned from that one.
Exactly, but you have to go and watch that shit with your team. And when you get knocked the fuck out, everyone's like, oh, mm-hmm. Like you learn to just be like, yeah, hey, you fucking got me. You know,
you can't say like he's just really strong.
Yeah, but yeah, and because they gonna be like we can tell.
Yeah. I felt it. Yeah, he was strong.
Jiu-jitsu, a lot of people like most people in jiu-jitsu didn't play a sport before jiu-jitsu. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they come out with the excuses that you have when you first start playing sports, like oh he's just so much taller than me. Or,
that's why I think most people in jiu-jitsu are bitch made, like for lack of a better phrase.
That would
like,
I wouldn't go that far.
No. Let me be very clear.
There's some dogs out there.
If you are making excuses, if you're ducking rolls, if you're like, oh, he's so strong, whatever the case is, like I think you're bitch made. Like just accept that person's better you at whatever it is and get fucking better. Like that's how I see it.
I'm not gonna lie, I am gonna duck a few rolls after I come back. Just for,
I'm gonna be one.
No,
of them.
I get it.
You're allowed to duck rolls for safety reasons, yeah. Or you know, I'm not ready for you right now, but I'll get to you when.
Like I ain't I'm even ready. A lie. After surgery, I'm calling Rico immediately because I trust to roll with Rico, and it's nothing after I rolled with Rico, I knew there was certain shit that I wanted to take from him. Nothing other than as soon as I'm able to be on the mat again, I'm like, look, all right, so you did this, and you did this. I need to learn all that shit. And
I'm telling you, prepare for Rico. Like, it's not like I'm Rico like, it's an aggressive. Okay, so I'm like, shh.
Like,
I love like, rolling with Rico. It's like, it's fun. It makes me continue. Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. So, like, Rico's here.
Yes,
thank you.
You know what,
like,
Rico
when you show up
me?
Too, I'm like, yes, Casey's here. Fuck, thank you.
Rolling with Rico is one of those things, like, it throws me off because I roll with everyone outside of T. I roll with everyone else, and I'm chill. I'm chill, kind of working on my game. It doesn't matter. Rico comes over, and I'm like, all right, I have to switch everything up. I gotta face him, like not tournament, but I'm like, I have to be, like, on high alert because he'll run right through me, mm-hmm. You know?
it was funny because I had there was a brief second where like I so I swept Rico and I was trying to like work my way around and I was like, yeah, I'm a cartwheel pass. And I went to do it to go to the other side and he caught me. And we ended up back in like he's in side control and then we just started laughing. He's like, I did not really think you could do that.
Yeah.
I did not think. But no, the crazy thing is I knew he was strong. I knew he was gifted. I knew he had a high IQ. How fast he downloaded what I was trying to do is what blew my mind. That's what I didn't expect.
And he's doing it with a bad back and a bad neck.
Yeah.
Like he's not even near 100%. And he's still that probably pissed me off more than anything.
It's like how you said, how he downloads so fast. That's what's
frustrating.
Yeah, because he's like, he knows my game. He knows any and everything right away. Like if I think I probably got one submission on him in the beginning, and it's never happened again. Like anything that I've gotten close to even submitting to him, it can never happen again. It's like he's processed it and downloaded like,
And this is how you know it's crazy because Rico had only seen me roll one time before that, and it was the time I rolled with T. Other than that, he had never watched me, never been around me, but he downloaded it mid-match like that. Crazy.
Now, see, to circle back around to what we're talking about, that's the type of person, right? You roll with Rico, immediately you can feel this is different, right? Rico is this person where he knows if I want to, I can go. But he feels you out first. And if you attack, then he attacks. And I think if I would go to anywhere to and Rico was there and I'm like, oh, let's roll, and I don't know him anything like that. This is where I would get into. I'm like, oh, I can feel him, like he can do whatever. You know what I mean? Like I can feel Rico when Rico is trying and when he's not trying. And both times, he can win that match. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But again, when I roll with other people and that's not at his level, that are black belts, I can feel them trying and when they're not trying. And when they're trying,
that's true, but what is Rico's background? Hold wrestling, on. MMA, jiu-jitsu. Rico has a lot of experience where he can afford to do that. He can afford to not put a lot of effort in and still win a match because he has more experience in real time than all of us.
But you were saying the same thing about the black belts, though. You said they have.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but Rico has a different set of experience. It's a different adrenaline you're tapping into when motherfuckers are trying to punch you in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he does have that MMA background. He does have that wrestling background. He's not just a jiu-jitsu practitioner. He's a wrestler, a jiu-jitsu practitioner, an MMA fighter. He has experience in all of these levels from different points of view.
He's a complete martial artist all around.
I get that, but when you're only basing it just in jiu-jitsu, right? Then
and Rico, how much does Rico weigh? Like 225?
No.
He's like 208.
Yeah, 208. 208. Yeah.
Probably the heaviest I've probably seen is max, probably 215.
Yeah, 215. He can't even get over that if you try.
Yeah.
And then that's one of those things like not everybody's fucking Rico.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. Everyone's not Rico. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get someone and Rico's a brown belt.
Well, have you rolled with George?
No, I probably did once, like early on, but I'm not 100% sure, maybe not. I know I rolled with Jimmy.
That is one of the most annoying fucking roles in the world, bro.
Because he'll tie you up?
George?
Mm-hmm. It's not even because he'll tie you up. Not even,
bro. He's Gumby.
Yeah.
He's Gumby. He has an almost impassable guard. Super flexible. Loves spider guard. Loves open guard. He won't close his guard on you. Super agile.
Almost like a Steve-O.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a lot like Steve-O when it comes to that.
Yeah, and then he's a foot tickler. One of those fucking heel hookers.
Oh, dude, I was like, what?
Dude, you know, then I was like, oh, okay. I think I know what you mean.
His face was like, I've never rolled with George. Yeah.
We had a, it was a time where at my old school, my professor, he was legit. He got tired of tapping people with just regular taps. He started tickle tapping everyone at the gym for like 3 months.
It was horrible.
That would piss me off. Yeah. That would piss me off, dude. I'd become a different person in that gym.
That's like one of the worst things to tap to. Like,
so much goes into that, bro. He has you at a point where you can't get away, you can't move, and then he just tickles you.
Yeah.
Oh. That's disrespectful.
That's like
Goku standing on Nappa's head, disrespectful, bro. That's that level.
See, I don't know this reference.
You don't watch Dragon Ball Z? You didn't watch Dragon Ball Z?
I watched some.
So in Dragon Ball Z, when Goku thinks you're stronger than him, hella respectful. The second he knows you're not, the most disrespectful person on the planet.
Yeah.
This one dude threw a punch at him and he disappeared. He's like, where is he? And that dude, he's standing on his head. Like, legitimately, like, on
his head. And this dude ain't little. He's a cock diesel. Like, he's supposed to be a strong dude. And Goku's just like, I'm going to dance on your head, bro.
You got to get shot.
Man. That's it.
Unfortunately, that won't work on Goku.
Yeah. That tickling shit. That.
So you would tap to a tickle tap over a...
That's the thing. I've never heard of it before.
You've never heard of tickle tapping?
Bro, no. No. If I went into the gym and someone was like, oh, I'm going to tickle you today, I'd be like, bro, if you don't... Like, this shit already looks weird enough. I don't need all that.
Well, say that. You heard it here first, folks. This is what DJ's going to tap to when we roll.
You're smoke. you're on drugs, brother.
We're going to record this.
Yeah.
Hey, when he's laughing, it's like... I'm like...
I thought we were friends. You obviously don't know me that well.
Hold on. If I win, look, I'm not oblivious, man. You got some size on me, and you got time on me, right? But in the world that I win that, I want you to know, I'll never roll with you ever again.
I think we should put the Naga belt on.
Yeah, right? No.
Can't get that.
I can't take his belt. I can't take his belt. You know.
Oh, you couldn't.
There's
you couldn't get it anyway.
Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing.
You have to go to Coach Al to get it.
Yeah. You know, I try. Will I get it? Probably not.
That's Coach Al's belt, man.
But yeah, man. Yeah. You know, that's fine. Like you said, in the world and universe that you win that.
Yeah.
You don't have to roll with me ever again.
What universe is 166?
So do we got to put this on flow grappling and everything?
We can put it on whatever.
Put it wherever you want.
It's
going to
be the match.
I want...
I just know that whenever you have the look at this
you to have like our ages, how much we weigh, what rank we are and everything. So people know, man...
The second he knows that he lost, I'm going to put his face of disappointment right here. And that's what I'm holding my phones.
When people look at this and I'm like, oh my God, this blue belt... who was outweighed by almost 100 pounds, ran through this purple belt. I feel like I need to do jiu-jitsu. You know what? This is going to be very inspiring for people who haven't done jiu-jitsu.
That's crazy. Because I look at it the opposite. It's going to get a lot of people out of the ultra heavies. That's what it's going to do. Ain't nobody fucking with 220 no more.
That. I already got out of that realm.
You ever see the Hulk and Loki from Avengers? It's going to look like that, bro.
You think so? Is what you pretty, think it's like?
Oh, okay. I'm telling you, I remember vividly our first role, bro. Our first two roles, I remember vividly.
I remember the first role because it was in Gi.
I was talking to you, bro. If I was taking this seriously, whenever I'm taking shit seriously, I'm not talking.
Ooh. No, but that's what it is. Like, my whole game is talking. Like, even when I'm getting beat,
I'm talking.
So you're not going to talk to me?
No,
you don't have to.
Basically, what I'm saying is
you're gonna laugh.
If I was taking you serious, there would be no words that would have came out of my mouth. I would have not replied to you. I was laughing, joking, having a good time. Like, oh, you there? You go. You got it. There you go.
Yeah, he was just patting you on your back.
Right? Yeah, no, dude, and then he got mad, and then he said, "Let's go again." And then that's when I submitted him.
Hold on, but that was in no gi.
Yeah,
hold on. That's what I'm saying. We rolled in gi. And, like, of course, if you're staying, I'm going to want to roll with you in no-gi. Like, I want a piece of everybody. That's my thing. I want everybody. But it wasn't like, oh, let me get you back because you got me in
gi. That's interesting because you said you was going to be there last Friday. You weren't there. I told you I wanted a piece.
Dude, man, my back. You can ask
T. I thought you wanted everybody, huh?
Yeah. My back is better. Look, man. You know what, man?
I promise you.
Thank you.
It'd be like...
When my back is 100%, everybody getting a piece.
It's not. Yeah, it wouldn't be. I'm gonna say it wouldn't even be worth it.
Well, me rolling with you right now?
Jason, you won. It wouldn't be worth it. Mm-mm. It's not worth it. If you want to take that victory still, then okay.
I'll take the victory. I'll take whatever victory I can
then take the victory.
Man, I'm lousy right now.
But it wouldn't. You'd be like, yeah, Ross, come back to me in like a month.
I know who you're talking about now. It finally dawned on me. I know who you're talking about. And I
think I know. Yeah. I think I know.
Does he do gi as well?
I've never seen him in a gi.
Okay.
I think I know.
But I haven't I haven't been there enough recently to really know.
Okay. I think I know now.
We'll discuss it off camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the case is, he's not getting filling out nice.
Hey, if it's the same one, if I'm thinking of, I think this week I let him he called me out and I let him tap me. Like, I was like, I felt like he needed it. So I was like,
oh, you giving out pity taps.
Oh yeah.
I felt like he needed it. So like there's something he wanted. So just hey, if it helped boost his confidence and morale, okay, cool.
There's only like one person I won't give a pity tap to. And recently we rode together and he was like, oh man, you're so much better. I was like, bro, I would have fucked you up day one, but I was trying to be nice and fill you out. But once you got on my man's list, like
I'm gonna give y'all some advice. I'm sure he already knows. Anybody over 225, don't give them pity shit, bro. Cause even after a certain weight, like when you get into the ultra heavies, we have limited gas tanks, bro. We're looking to spare that and get in like pretty much pressure, and then you use the little gas tank a little bit to get around. Don't have, like, especially the person we're talking about, bro. Don't do it, bro.
I know, just fuck them up from the beginning. I know whether it's me,
it's that person, whether it's someone else, all them ultra heavy dudes.
You gotta know how to go at the ultra heavies to hold people.
I don't know how much to hurt people.
You gotta know how to go at like you guys.
Four minutes.
Okay.
The main thing with the ultra heavies is pace them for the long run. Mm-hmm. Try to get them to go the long game.
Yeah.
If you can get them to do that, you won already.
You know I'll I'm pissed off at you when I start dropping my knee on your neck and I don't like I try to submit you with that pressure. Like that's when you know I'm mad at you.
Damn, so then I pissed you off a few times.
No.
You just got me on my neck a few times. I'm like,
but I never try to throw all my weight on it with you. It's always like I just have it just light enough.
You still put it there. The thing is, bro,
you've built just this aura that no one's going to take you lightly, bro. We've seen you WWE put a motherfucker through the table pretty much. No one's going to, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I can't help it. When people are like,
if people ever ask me like, oh, what should I do against T? I'm like, don't hold back and pray. That's what I'm gonna tell them. Like, don't hold back and pray.
I think,
but he's good.
And this is just my opinion, T. I feel like you're going through a transition right now, because I can see, like, there was a time where you was gonna just run through everyone in the gym. And it was just, that's just what it is. I can see, like, there's something that's been, like, you've been retracting. And you've been retracting back a little bit. And it's almost like a recalibrating of your game to where you can go, so you can be even stronger going forward. Because I've been feeling it. Like, it's not like you're going easy, but I can tell, like, your game is completely different now. You know what I mean? Because the role is soft. It's, like, it's soft. And I'm like, oh, he's not, this isn't T, but... The technique is like sharper.
He's getting more into the chess game than the physicality of it. He's starting to figure the chess game out.
And that's what you have to do, right? Like when you're getting better, it's just like this retraction. Like you think you're getting worse, but you're actually getting better.
Yeah. There was a point where I used to try and like force everything. But whenever you like really stop and realize every movement creates some kind of lift and pressure. Why am I going to try and be strong from start to finish when I can just be strong in those little movements? And if I can catch it, it doesn't really matter the weight. It's enough for me to shift myself out or shift you over or shift you to where I need to get out. And when you start doing that, instead of just relying on just athleticism, you start becoming you were already a problem. You're going to start becoming a real big problem, because now nobody, like, you have to be more crisp in order to eliminate those mistakes. You have to learn how to move without lifting your pressure, or else you're fucked. Mm.
I think that's probably what I am focused on a lot more, is like certain little technical things, like, yeah, less strength, but tricking you to make it seem like it is strength.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because that's when we're rolling with you. It's like, fuck, is this nigga using strength? And I'm like, no, this is just pressure. He knows what he's doing right now. So like, I'm adapting. I was just learning, picking up certain things from everybody that I can just mix in.
And it wasn't our last time. I think it was the time before. And the time before, I think you caught me. And I remember you just got there. I'm like, man, this dude, like I remember this move, and I know you do this move. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm going to get out. And I can tell, like you can feel when someone's trying to power versus everything just being super tight. Like, they're, like, tightening it up everything. And I'm like, ah, crap. You know what I mean? And that's when I'm like, I can't do it. But it was, there was some softness to it. There was some relaxation, and I'm like, oh, he's changing. Like, this is different now. I think you recalibrate. I think you're about to cross over to something, man.
You said I went soft on the moon.
I think he's using the wrong words, bro. Yeah. I'd say more calculated.
What
than
I mean,
softer.
What do you mean soft? Yeah, I probably went light on it, and then
yeah, because T, like when we used to roll, it was like we were like kind of going after it. Now it's more like he's allowing me to kind of come on in than the grab type
thing. He's getting more comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chess game is the jiu-jitsu is going from a fight to a chess game to him. That's really all it is. He's taking that step. And people think you're taking a step back, and that's a giant fucking step forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if it feels like that to you, like, because I've been in that place, I'm like, man, I'm this sucks. And everybody's like, no, you're not. Like, it's different.
It feels that way sometimes. Like, I'm taking a step back. I'm looking back and I'm like, damn. Am I progressing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody go through it.
I think you take such big leaps in the beginning, and then after a while, they're just like little, small increments. So it doesn't feel like you are, but
I think that's part of the reason why, like, I'm struggling, like, even, like, going to class sometimes, or, like, even, like, getting there, is because, like, I'm doing that same thing. I know I'm taking that step back purposely because I'm trying to dial in that technique. I'm trying to play the chess game, like you're saying. Like, I know there's certain things that I've been, like, rushing, and I've been using strength, or I've been using, like, my physicality, my paralysis to get out of a position or something. And I'm trying to take that moment of, like, biggest thing I can say is, like, I'm trying not to use lockdown half guard at all. I'm trying to use other forms of half guard because all I've relied on for a lot of my game is lockdown half guard. So now I'm like, well, let me unhook my lockdown. Let's go to normal half guard. Ah, damn, I fucked up. Now I'm smashed. Now they passed my half guard. Now I got to go side control. Well, now I got to work this side control escape. What side control escape do I use at this point? You know, that isn't the normal one that I use. I'm like trying to go completely opposite of what I normally use.
But have you perfected your style way of using the lockdown half guard? Have you perfected it?
I think I perfected enough to get out of danger, like, and to give me at least at my level. And I would even say because I believe it works against upper belts as well too. Like I black belts, brown belts, purple belts. My style of lockdown seems to work on every level. Except for Rico. It doesn't fucking work. I don't know what to do with Rico.
There's your challenge right there.
Yeah, so
you
gotta Rico,
keep doing lockdown on him. But then also, I forgot how it was said. The way you use lockdown and the other techniques of ways of what you can do in the lockdown. Try all those other avenues of what you can do in it. Because I'm sure you can't do the same type of lockdown move, sweep, or turn over to the same person. Like, or the way you do it to Ross, you probably wouldn't do it to me, or get away, or do it the same with DJ. So work on it differently and see if you can pull it off, like, differently to everybody. Like, okay, I got it off for Ross this way. Let me go see if I can get on T this way. Let me go see if I can get on DJ this way.
Yeah, and I am doing that, but I just feel like I overuse it, if that makes sense. To where, like, I've gotten to the point where I've overused it, where I need to, like, just work on knee shields. And knee shields, like, keeping my knee in that hip as opposed to, you know, having it up and across.
Well, that's part of your game. So it's like this. Damn, I do guillotine too much. So am I going to stop it?
I mean,
no.
That whole front headlock series, I love that shit. Guillotines. And if you can't finish the guillotine, go to a darce, go to an anaconda. Especially if they're standing and you can't finish the guillotine and you just roll into an anaconda, that's a finisher every time. So every time.
Am I gonna, like I said, are you, so why stop it? It's part of your game.
But I think he's trying to expand.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to expand. So I'm trying to change my game up to a sense of like, yeah, that's my game and I'll use it. Like, for example, we're talking about anyone that I don't want to take it easy on or someone who's coming in aggressively. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and use my lockdown half guard because I know it's going to work. But if it's someone like, you know, like with you, where I'm like, okay, I want to see if I could try to figure this out. I'm going to try to figure it out because not only if I feel like I can get on you, I feel like I can get on someone else in competition. And that's where I need to be dialed in at is when I go to competition, if that makes sense.
He said when. He's not retired.
Wait a minute. I said, why did you mention the competitions right now?
He said when.
I'm retired, everyone.
We'll see.
Speaking of retiring, we are like at that time where we should retire this episode. So,
I'm sounding sad.
I mean, I'm retired.
No, well, you said retire the episode. I said that just sounded sad.
Hey, I want to put a wager out there. How many people think? How long will it take Jason to compete again? I'm gonna say I'm putting less than 2 years on it
to compete again.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say like a year and a couple months.
Year and a couple months
From his last tournament. Like I think he'll compete at some point next summer.
Okay.
What injuries are we currently at right
ain't
now?
No injuries.
Oh, I
no
got.
Injuries? I mean, well,
I got no left knee.
Okay, big right now that's stopping you from.
I would say I got a rotator cuff injury right now.
And if we're being fair, bro, you've never had that knee in competition.
You are right. I've never had that knee, but the right knee is going out too. You know
okay,
what I mean?
So, if you can convince Coach Al to talk to you, because everybody has a weakness for Coach Al when he gets to talking to you.
He did give me a stay the other day.
So, I don't know. Left, Jason might compete in November if we can get Coach Al.
I think he's going to take the rest of this year off. I guarantee it's going to be sometime in the fall.
I give
year.
It till about like, maybe
I'm giving
July this, of August next year.
I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying summer.
I'm thinking a specific tournament that I think he's gonna come back for. Because he hinted he mentioned what last episode. He said that he was feeling like he wished he did it.
Yeah. He was like, if I was in shape. I mean not if I was in shape. He says, if I was on weight.
IBJJF?
He's like,
and then another thing, especially if Mark's still a blue belt, both y'all gonna be there.
IBJJF?
No.
I mean, I'll be in a weight lower class. I'm 195, man. I don't do
so. So we're gonna do IBJJF? Masters World?
I don't know. Man.
I'm not saying
Masters World.
I don't even, but that's
at
my
this
bet.
Point, I don't even know where I'm living after this month. If that makes sense. Like our lease is up here. Like I don't even know. We haven't even got a new place yet. So there's a lot up in the air.
Oh, yeah, so we got other priorities.
You got a whole year, man.
I promised my lady I wasn't competing. That's where we're at.
IBJJF next year. I think that's what,
like you're not competing indefinitely, or you're not competing right now.
I told her right now. Like exactly. She didn't even
next
that
summer.
That's why he keeps bringing it up.
Next summer.
So I think we're gonna go to IBJJF as a big
August
group.
September.
Ross is like going.
Ross is going. You're going. I'm going again for the third time's a charm. Let's see. We'll probably have some Doug.
No, we definitely got to get him in. He's gonna get that gold medal at World League.
I need
that's
that.
What,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going for.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't mean to prolong it, man.
No, you're good. You're good. We can get high on positivity. I'm going to say, since I've been very low in spirits, I'm going to say, I guess I'm going to be positive I'm alive to keep trying another day. That's all I got.
I got a lot to be positive about, man. Traveling today, and I'm going to see my lady.
She going to beat your ass.
No, she's going to love all over me, man.
Before you leave, she's going to beat you up.
She'll
choke you first lunch.
Again, like I know we have our banter back and forth, man, but this is, I love this dude. Like this fills my cup. I need to be here. I'm happy. I feel like there's certain things that happen that I feel like our journey is about to take like we're about to go down a nasty road like in a good way. I feel like we're about to elevate ourselves. Like I think me and T, we are in the mix of something that's going on, and I think we feel the same way. And I feel like that's bringing us and the whole team closer together. And I feel like that's gonna, you know, make us even stronger and make us animals, you know, more than what we are. So I'm really happy about that and just being blessed, man.
Man, I'm just happy about everything right now. I'm happy that I got out of that dark hole after IBJJF Masters World. So if y'all don't know about it, I did second time competing there. This was actually my first year as I did a full year as being a blue belt. So so this one kind of hit a little bit more than the first one, even though the first one was like a month in. This was like all that training just to go out there and do the same fucking thing. Same thing. Get a bye and then go to the second round and just demolish. So, yeah, I got my ass kicked there, but it was all a learning experience. And still, just that means there's something in my game that I was just missing, or in my game that I did not apply, and I just got to sharpen and make things better. So there was a lot of things discovered. So those are things that I'm going to be working on now to actually get better. So like I said, third time's a charm. So, but like I said, I'm happy for just being with the group and around the people that I am around. You guys make me better. Just even having these talks is like gives me a lot more insight to jiu-jitsu and like discovering and wanting to do new things, try new things. So like you said, the game, we're going to be I feel there's something there, but I just don't know when it is. Maybe I'm too eager because I want it to come so fast. Mm-hmm. Like I want the journey to but so I guess I got to know it's going to take its time. So when it happens, it's going to happen. So I'm happy for all this.
I want to say, I know you don't know this right now. You probably can't feel it, but, man, what happened was probably the best thing that could happen to you, man. I swear. It sucks, but
yeah,
I already know, like, this, your game is going to go through the roof now. I know it is.
I seen it. Like I said, my game, I seen it change and develop since day one. It's like, damn, I'm doing this now. Like, even when I tried that arm bar at IBJJF, when I attempted that, I was like, damn, I did that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's something I never even done 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, only imagine or watching on movies, like, damn, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
I thought he had it. I thought you had it.
Yeah, we all did.
I had it. See, when the first time I could have had it, but right when the coach said, watch your arm, the coach knew. That's when I was going to go for it. And then I hesitated. I don't know. That's another thing with my game. Sometimes I hesitate. So now you guys know a little bit of my game, but it's not going to work. So those out there, if you want to try it. But so I hesitated just a little too long. So like when I knew I should have took it, but then that time I felt in the right position. So I just did it anyways, but I knew I didn't have the arm. So I tried to force the arm. Like the elbow was way too far back. I started to keep it forward and it was just, yeah. But I was happy that I attempted it. Like, yeah. Shit, I had to. I've been working on that type of grip and that little to get it. I had to try it.
Yeah.
I was already there. I didn't want to try anything else. I was like, I don't want to let go or then do a stand up. Nah, I'm going to just try this. So I'm going to work on that move. You'll see it one day. It'll be complete.
So for me, for positivity, I've been going back to school. That's kind of what I've been doing. I realized that I was a terrible student as a kid for not trying, you know. But now coming around with a different mindset, a different maturity, there's people deterring me from trying to get into the field that I want to get. So my positivity is that I've just reached a point of maturity that I'm not really allowing naysayers to affect how I'm moving in my life. I'm going to strive and get my goals. And then just so far in school, I'm like a month and a half and like a few modules in, because it's at your own pace, you know, so like for the thing. And I'm doing well. I'm doing a lot better as a student now than I did when I was a kid.
I love that, man. That's like beautiful growth right there, man.
Yeah. Oh, we say NPCs, bro. Everyone is an NPC.
Yeah, it was funny because I reached out.
Playable character? Sorry, I was going
to
let you.
No, I reached out to someone at my company that has that, who pretty much does what I'm trying to do. And I asked him for advice and like, what certification should I get for my resume? And he pretty much like just sent me an email like, fuck off type shit. Like he like his exact words is, this field's oversaturated, you should try something else. And I was like, okay. All right, yeah, that's fine. That's cool. But there's gatekeepers and then there's people that's going to help you, that's going to help you become where you want to go. And that's just not my person. A couple years ago, I would have been like, all right, well, fuck this whole field. But no, now I know, like, he's just an asshole and his dick's little.
what I was saying was a non-playable character. So anytime, like, people, like, you know, people like to tell you, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, put noise in your ears and trying to put that doubt within you. I'm always like, you're an NPC. Like, you don't even matter. Like, I can't play you. You're not even in my sphere. Like, brain homies, like, you mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah. On that note, to the people that mean something to us and me, you guys, thank you so much for tapping in. Really appreciate y'all. Yeah, that's all I really got for today. DJ, take us away.
You know what it is. We love fighting in sports around here. So keep getting better, keep training, and keep thriving. Like, comment, subscribe, and you know if you want to smoke, hit up my man T. He's looking to try some new shit on you. Hit up my man Ross. You know, his back's hurt. Now's the time.
It is the time. If you're gonna get me right now, it's the time.
You know, and then most of all, hit up Jay.
Retired.
He's not. And if you bring him out of retirement, I got $5.
I got cornbread for you.
Hey, I might come back early for that one.
I missed that one. I brought a nice size pan.
Don't do me like that. We're going to have to talk about that. Don't do me like that. All right, y'all. You guys stay blessed.